Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Rabinovich, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim Perek Samech Hei. The next four mizmorim begin with the word shir. What is a shir in the context of Sefer Tehillim? Says Rav Hirsch, a shir is a song in which the hand of God is beheld as it rules in the course of time and history. In the masculine form, shir, it alludes to the ultimate redemption of the future. In the feminine form, shira, it indicates that the song deals with the present acts of God, which will then lead to the ultimate goal. And to recap, shir and shira describe Yad Hashem, the hand of God in time and history. Shir is about the future, and shira about the present. So what is the shir in Mizmor Samech Hei about? It is dedicated to Hashem, who has helped man to achieve a spiritual victory in earthly conflicts. What type of mizmor is this, and what are Bnei Israel singing about in this mizmor and in the ones that follow? It is a mizmor, a psalm of praise, of celebration. It declares the goodness of Hashem and urges all of creation to worship Hashem. It expresses the longing of David to build the Beit HaMikdash when Hashem showed him the future site, and it is also a plea for rain in the time of need. In short, it talks about the presence of God in David's life. To put this mizmor in context with the ones that will follow and other mizmorim that begin with shir, Mizmor Samech Hei is about God's presence in the Mikdash and in the rain that falls on the land of Israel. Samech Vav will show us God's presence in keeping Bnei Israel safe throughout history. Samech Zayin will talk about God's presence in the land, which is recognized by Bnei Israel, who acknowledge it. And Samech Chet, God's presence in the midst of Bnei Israel, who are saved from their enemies. This is a song of silence, and it begins with the following words. Pasuk Bet, Lecha Dumia Tehila Elokim B'Tzion, Ulecha Yisholam Neder. To you silence is praise, God in Zion, and to you a vow will be paid. Question for the jury, is silence something good, or is silence something bad? The root for the word in this parak is Dalid Vav Mem Dom, and we saw this in Mizmor Samech Bet. It can be understood in two ways, both which shed light on Aaron and how he reacts to the death of his two sons on the day of Chanukah Mishkan. The Pasuk in Vayikra says, Vayidom Aaron. And what does Vayidom mean? Does Dom mean lifeless, like an inanimate object, Domem? If so, the Pasuk translates as follows. Aaron was shocked and paralyzed. He couldn't react. He stood there like a stone. Or does Dom mean silent in the form of quiet and accepting? He understood that Bikrovaya Kadesh, that Hashem judges much harsher with those who are closer to him. Aaron accepted in that case the harsh decree that his sons deserved to die. So silence can connote shock, and silence can connote acceptance. We can also be silent because we are happy and realize that anything we say is superfluous. The Mizmor goes on to describe the beauty in nature that can sometimes bring us to silence. For example, in Pasuk Zayin, Mechin Harim Bechocho Ne'ezar Bigvura, who set down the mountains in his power, he is girded in strength. I think of the Alps and all the many countries in Europe where they exist and think about the power of Hashem that they embody for me. Mashbiach she'on yamim she'on galehem v'amon lumim, who quiets the roar of the seas, the roar of their waves, and the clamor of nations. Another beautiful and inspirational sight is often looking, standing at the edge of a sea, of an ocean. But let's look at all the psukim in this mizmor to understand fully what David is praising. Pasuk Aleph begins, L'menatzeach mizmor l'David shir, for the lead player a psalm, for David a song. Says the Malbim, the mizmor was composed in response to rain that Hashem gave after a famine, perhaps the famine that took place in the last few years of David's life. Pasuk Bet, Lecha dumia tehila Elokim b'tzion, ulecha yishulam neder. To you silence is praise, God, in Zion, and to you a vow will be paid. Says Rashi, sometimes less is more. Or, to use his exact words, Hashtika tihila lecha, lefi she'en ketz l'shabchecha, v'harmarbe b'shevach eino ela kegorea. Silence is praise to you, Hashem, because there is no end to your praise. The more one praises, the more one detracts. What is the neder that will be paid to God in the second part of the pasuk? Is it a neder made by Bnei Israel? Radak says it is a neder, a vow, a promise made by those in Galut, that if they return to Tzion, to Eretz Yisrael, they will bring a korban in the Beit HaMikdash, and this has the second part of the pasuk continuing what will happen in Tzion. The Sforno, perhaps it is a neder made by Bnei Israel to Hashem when they stood on Har Sinai and said, Na'aseh v'nishma, we will do and we will hear. The Malbim suggests that perhaps the neder is one that will be made by Hashem. And what we can learn from that is that a neder made by Hashem is one that for sure will be fulfilled, since Hashem can answer all of our requests. And this is in contrast to a neder made by people, which always has to be al tanai on condition, since one is never sure whether he or she can fulfill the neder. We would then read the pasuk as follows, that silence is praise to you, God, and you, God, will always be able to pay a neder to do exactly as you said. The other two that we saw beforehand, Radak and then the Sforno, were saying that silence is praise to Hashem and that we in some way will be paying back our neder. Pasuk Gimel, Shomea Tefila Adecha Kol Basar Yavo'u. O listener to prayer, to you all flesh shall come. Is this pasuk a contrast between Hashem, Melech Melchei Hamlachim, and Melech Basar Vadam, a human king? The Malbim, you listen to all prayers. You hear what everyone says and asks for. In this case, they are asking for rain, and they will pay you back with their neder. Or does this refer to the fact that the Beit HaMikdash is a place where all people of the world can come, as Shlomo mentioned when dedicating the Beit HaMikdash, Shomea Tfila, everyone will come to you and hear, you will hear their prayers. Or is this a bracha, hope for the future? Remember that Rav Hirsch looks at the term shir as referring to the future. And the bracha is then, Yihi Ratzon Sheyavo'u Kol Basar La'avdecha, may it be your will that everyone in the world will come to serve you, to worship you. Ke'amro, as it says in Sefania, Ki azefoch el hamim safa brura likro kulam b'shem Hashem. I will transform the people's language and turn their words into clear, clean speech so that they may all come upon the name of God. Pasuk Dalet, Divrei Avonot Gavru Meni, my words of iniquity are too much for me. Pesha'inu Ata Techaprem, our crimes, but you atone. We can look at Rashi. Our sins are too many. We cannot tell you all of them. So we lump them together and talk about avonot and leave it to you, Hashem, to figure out exactly which ones we are talking about. Perhaps it is our sins that are speaking. And this is how the Malbim looks at it. It is as if the sins become so strong that a person can no longer overcome them. And they, the sins, will eventually go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask him to forgive the sins, and they will speak in a way to help the person do tshuva. Pasuk Hei, Ashrei Tivchar Utekarev Yishkon Chatzarecha Nisbea Betuv Beitecha Kedosh Hechalecha. Happy whom you choose to draw close, he will dwell in your courts. May we be sated with your house's bounty, the holiness of your temple. There are two items that man can be happy, Ashrei, about. The first, Tivchar, that you chose us, even if you didn't draw us near. And the second, Takrev, that you drew us near even if you didn't choose us. Who was chosen? The Midrash gives us some examples. Avraham, as it says, Atahu Hashem Halokim Asher Bacharta Ba'Avraham, you Hashem who chose Avraham. Yaakov was chosen, as it says, Shenemar V'Yisrael Bacharti Bo and Ki Yaakov Bachar Loka, that Yisrael, I chose him, and Hashem chose Yaakov. And with David, it also says, Vaivchar b'David avdo, that Hashem chose David, his servant. All were chosen, but were not brought close. They had to bring themselves close to Hashem. Who was brought close, though not chosen? Yitro and Rachav. So who was chosen and brought close? Aharon and his four sons. As Hashem told Moshe, Vata hakrev elecha et Aharon achicha, bring Aharon close to you, preparatory to making him into a Kohen. And David praises Aharon for this unique status. We find this pasuk as part of the Brit Milah ceremony when the baby boy is passed around between the kfatarim, and we show that this child has been chosen and is now being asked to come near. Pasuk Hey is said as part of the Brit Milah ceremony. It's first recited by the mohel and then by the congregation. Pasuk Vav, Noraot b'tzedek ta'anenu, with your awesome acts, justly, you answer us. Elokei Yishenu, our rescuing God, Miftach kol katzvei aretz v'yam rechokim, the refuge of all of the earth's ends and the far-flung sea. Ibn Ezra, when we are greatly fearful, you answer us in righteousness, God of our salvation. Or alternatively, he also explains, because of the righteousness which we practice, you forgave our sins and answer us. In other words, the Noraot b'tzedek ta'anenu, b'tzedek is what we've done that Hashem is now answering to us, or the tzedek refers to Hashem acts towards us when we need him to. Pasuk Zayin, Mechin harim b'kocho ne'ezar b'gvura, who sets mountains firm in his power, he is girded in might. This continues the idea that began in the previous pasuk. What is the righteousness, the tzedek, that Hashem does? He sets the mountains on which the world sets and brings in rain so that the mountains will have foliage. Pasuk Chet, Mashbiach she'on yamim she'on galehem v'hamon le'umim, who quiets the roar of the seas, the roar of their waves, and the tumult of nations. Pasuk Tet, Vayir'u yoshvei kitzavot me'ototecha, those who dwell at earth's ends will fear your signs. Mutza'e voker va'erev tarnin, the portals of morning and evening you gladden. David now shifts the bracha to the bracha of rain and what rain does for the earth. Pasuk Yud, pakadeta ha'aretz v'teshokekeha, rabata ashrena, you pay mind to the earth and soak it. You greatly enrich it. Peleg Elokim malemaim, God's stream is filled with water. Tachin deganam kichen techineha, you ready their grain, for you so you ready it. Rashi says, you remember the earth when you wish to do good. You remember the earth and water it. You enrich it greatly. You enrich it greatly from your stream, which is full of water, and you prepare the corn, the grain, for the dwellers of the ends of the earth. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Tilameha rave nachat gedudeha, quench the thirst of its furrows, smooth out its hills, birvivim timogegena tzimcha tevarech, melt it with showers, its growth you will bless. Pasuk Yud Bet, Itarta shnat tovatecha, umaagleha yerafun deshen, you crown your bountiful year, and your pathways drip ripeness. Yud Gimel, Yerafu ne'ot midbar v'gil gva'ot tachgorna, the wilderness meadows do drip, and the hills are girded with joy. Pasuk Yud Dalet, Lavshu harim hatson v'amakim y'atfu var, the pastures are clothed with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with grains. Yitro'au af yashiru, they shout for joy, they even sing. What makes a day of rain so special? We see an example in Devarim Rabbah. Maaseh begoyachad shesha'al Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. There was once upon a time a story of a non-Jew who asked a question of Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Amar, lanu yesh moadot, v'atem yesh lachem moadot. He said, we have holidays and you have holidays. Anu yesh lanu kalinda, we have kalinda, the Roman Rosh Chodesh around December time. Saturnella, a Roman holiday in honor of the god, which is in honor of the god Saturn and is held in December. Kartisis, a Roman holiday celebrating taking over the government. Vatem yesh lachem Pesach, Atzeret, v'sukot. You have the holiday of Pesach, the holiday of Shavuot, the holiday of Sukkot. Eze yom sha'anu v'atem smechim. What day is there on which we can both be happy? Amar lo Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, ze yom yiridat geshamim. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai replied, the day that the rain falls. Shenemar, as it says, lavshu harim hatson v'amakim yatfu var yitro'au af yashiru. The wild pasture lands overflow, the hills are girded with joy, the valleys are decked with grain, they shout for joy, they even sing. Continues Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Maktiv acharav, and what is the pasuk that follows? Lamanatzeach, shir mizmor, hariyu lelokim kol haaretz. The first pasuk of the next mizmor, Samech Vav, ace to the lead player, a song, a psalm, shout for joy to God, all the earth. Some events in nature need to be acknowledged, not with silence, but with song. Everyone, all the inhabitants of earth, shout with joy for the rain. We start with silence and perhaps celebrating and appreciating in private. We end with joy and celebrating with the whole world. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara Bat Chaim Leib.